For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, a touring music festival for Christian youth and a Kiwi Christian scores a career-changing deal in the US. Australia is set to launch what organisers hope will become the country's largest touring Christian music festival. Risen, the youth-oriented event, will see American rock bands Project 86, Seventh-day Slumberer Nine Lashes, and Canadian rapper Manifest playing in Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne on September 28, 29 and October 5. There's also a possibility of extending the festival to Perth and a sideshow event in Adelaide. Aussie acts booked to play include rockers Compliments of Gus, Adventureland and This Sanctuary, extreme metal band Mortification, plus the four-piece electro-rock-pop group Judah Call. Organiser Dan Corby says there's nothing like Risen in Australia.
Every state in Australia has what I would call a sort of large-scale music festival for Christian artists. They don't really tour. That's where I'm sort of looking for Risen to be a little bit different. Let's get around the whole country. Let's tour this thing.
Kiwi singer-songwriter Bryce Wastny this week releases Dead Man Walking, his debut single since signing with US label Music and Film. Music and Film is a group of veteran producers and professional musicians who have worked with some of the world's biggest bands, including Lynyrd Skynyrd, Toto and Axl Rose. Bryce considers this new collaboration to be a career-changing one.
Well, I guess by having some producers that have got a track record and have some real industry contacts, you know, built up over the last four decades, makes the job a lot less daunting, that's for sure.
Wastny says the signing is a significant one for artists with links to the Christian music sector.
I think it's significant because it shows that, you know, we can represent our faith and our beliefs in the mainstream world, and we don't have to water down who we are or what we believe. Truth is truth, you know, and if we've got a positive message, you know, that's something that I think that the whole world is looking for, you know, not just Christian music consumers or Christian artists. I think, you know, we don't always have to label it as a Christian artist, you know, to be able to get some recognition out there in the world, you know. So I guess that's probably the biggest aspect for me.
Following the release of Dead Man Walking, Bryce will perform around New Zealand with an Aussie track planned later this year. Finally, a reminder to check out TRA Charts online at Facebook and the nation's biggest Christian songs at therockacrossaustralia.com. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.